As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Wednesday, January the 6th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you again today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game to be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around the world and around America, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Once again, as we like to do every morning, big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, our micros out there. Boy, I wish I had 40 more of them in the list to give out every morning, but those are the three I know of right now. If you're out there broadcasting this broadcast to your local listening audiences, shoot me an email. I'd like to add you to our roster. And thank you again for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Our call-in number remains throughout the program, 866-841-1065. Those numbers and much more posted at oraclebroadcasting.com. This morning, precious metals, copper, crude oil, and the other commodities are showing strength as investors seem to be losing confidence in dollar-based assets. We'll talk about that in a moment. Part 8, the history of law, the era of rationalism, enlightenment, modern developments, schools of law, authors, books all over my table. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go to that market report for Wednesday. Fire up my chainsaw light. To get $1,131.70 an ounce. Silver moves up 29 cents in early trading.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, January the 6th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Apparently, we had a little fart in the system here on the first break round, and so anyway, we're just going to start over again. My name is William Roberts. Got good news always, hard facts, workable solutions for you each and every day. Whether the network can handle me or not, that's to be determined. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local, as we love to say on this broadcast. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Let's see whether or not we can get our market report out of the way and behind us without another interruption from the network servers, apparently not functioning well this morning. Going to tick me off if it continues this way. I can't stand starting the broadcast on a stumble and a fall. It just is not the way to get the broadcast going. Anyway, let's get into it. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $14.50 at $1,131.70 an ounce. Silver up 29 cents as well, trading above $18 at $18.05 an ounce. Platinum moves up 26 bucks at $1,553 an ounce. Palladium moves up a buck at $420 an ounce. Watch that palladium, folks. It's up a long ways from where it was a year ago today. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market again, $1,117.20 for a low, $1,132.90 for a high. At $1,131.70, your gold is up $267.80 an ounce for a 31.01% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning sets at $1,125, and you can see we're $6 and change above that. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 12 at 10,572. The NASDAQ was flat on the day at 2309. The S&P up a little bit at 1,137, moving up 4 points. The crude oil this morning, again, up 3 cents at $81.80 a barrel. You do the math, take 42 gallons, a light barrel, 42 gallons per barrel of light sweet crude, take your $81.80, divide it by 42, and you'll see how much they're paying for oil delivered in Oklahoma. When it gets delivered to your town, the price is going to be up at the pump. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 7 basis points in early trading at 77.70, quite a bit above where some of the forecasters, I'll put it that way, have said that the U.S. dollar should be. I'm calling for a 71.18 on the 10th or the 1st of October. And looking at 65, well, it's certainly not going down there. It's going to take a miracle, and it is taking a miracle. I'm sure they've got the jacks and the come-alongs and everything else out there to prop up the U.S. dollar. In the foreign exchange market, the foreign exchange rates this morning, the loonie, the Canadian dollar, up 33 basis points, trades at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 34 basis points, trades at 8 cents U.S. The euro moving down 11 basis points, trading at $1.44. The British pound off 21 at $1.60. And that Swiss franc up 19 basis points at 97 cents. You can see the U.S. dollar and the Swiss franc and the Canadian dollar, they're all nearing parity here as everything continues to go to hell in a handbasket. In the bond market this morning, as the yields continue to go up, of course, the value or the desirability of the bonds goes down. The yield on the 2-year bond this morning, 1.02%. The 10-year is running 3.77%, and the 30-year is 4.63%. So in all of these numbers that were given out, there are lots of just numbers to people that don't get involved in all of these marketplaces, but just think of it as the good doctor putting his stethoscope on the chest of America. We got a sucking chest wound going on here, and all the government seems to want to do is advance Band-Aid type cures. Well, they're definitely not going to cure anything with that. In the mortgage pit this morning, the 15-year mortgage, the fixed-rate mortgage, continues to move up. This is an indication of withdrawing credit, making credit more difficult. More and more difficult for people to afford mortgages and qualify for those mortgages. But, you know, there's not many mortgages being sold these days. But the 15-year mortgage moves up from 4.51 a month ago to 4.73%. The 30-year mortgage moves up from 5.03% a month ago to 5.29%. And that's pretty well the financial news for today. A related financial story, really, in the greater scheme of things. As many of you know, Peter Schiff, I had the opportunity to interview him in the past. I think I'll see if I can't contact him and bring him up on air this, well, if not tomorrow, maybe next week. But I'd like to talk to Peter again. Peter Schiff is running for Senate in Connecticut. And I noticed on Bloomberg News and a couple of places, two different stories, that Senator Christopher Dodd, who is a 5-term Connecticut Democrat, who is being challenged for his Senate seat by Peter Schiff. And, of course, some of you know the Schiff story, and I'm not going to go into all of that. But definitely, Peter Schiff is moving forward, challenging Christopher Dodd in Connecticut. Christopher Dodd, a 5-term Democrat. He and Byron Dorgan are targeted races for the retake Congress this year. And Peter Schiff has given him a real run for his money. But anyway, Senator Dodd says he's trailing in the polls, and he says he's not going to run for re-election in November, according to a congressional aide familiar with the matter. That's the man behind the curtain, always, you know. So Dodd, he's 65 years old, held a press conference today to announce his decision, the aide said, speaking on a condition of anonymity. Dodd spokesman Justine Sessions was unavailable for comment. Washington Post reported the retirement plan earlier. As chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, Dodd is a leading role in crafting an overhaul of U.S. financial rules, and last month supported Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin S. Bernanke's second term. He is also a top Senate negotiator and legislature that on legislation that would expand U.S. health care coverage. So Dodd's announcement would come a day after the North Dakota Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan said he wouldn't seek re-election either. And that's important in that the party is bidding to maintain its control of 60 votes in the 100-member chamber to cut off stalling tactics that can be used to thwart legislation. So as we see other candidates come forward in the Republican side of things, that we might see some kind of a diminishment or diminution of the Democrat supermajority that they're holding right now. That's important. That is important. And Peter Schiff has not been a slouch in his campaign. Of course, he's a successful businessman, a best-selling author, economic expert, widely credited with foretelling the U.S. economic crisis years before it occurred. In 2007, Peter Schiff authored the best-selling book, Crash Proof, in which he warned that upon the economic downturn, the federal government would misread the situation, overreact, and propose solutions that would actually undermine any possible recoveries. And so all of this, as he predicted, came to pass. And so he's gotten a lot of airtime, a lot of FaceTime on the news. He's sought after interview, and I'm going to seek after another interview with him as well. So far, through money bombs and other things, he's raised $1,386,000, and if he gets the nod for Senate and this position, he may very well be the leader of the Republican Party for Connecticut. So that's good political news. Good news in the news. We'll come back with Kevin in Minnesota right after this break.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powdered seeds and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned, and folks, the call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. And let's go ahead and bring up our caller as soon as it comes up, Kevin from Minnesota. Kevin, good morning. Thanks for calling in. Kevin, are you there? Going once, going twice. Apparently the phone board wasn't working there. I'll try it again, my friend. Thanks for calling in anyway. We'll try it again in a bit. I seem to have some kind of nonsense now, lack of participation from the standpoint of the phone box here. Let's try that again. Now that all seems to be working. Let's try and refresh the screen again. We'll get all the things working here if we can. Maybe the network staff are working on that phone system, so try that phone call back again in a little bit. Well, as you know, folks, we've been doing a history of law here. The era of rationalism is an area we're going to go into today. The Enlightenment, modern development, schools of thought, lots of very interesting material. I'm not going to cover any more news. I've got a lot of material laid out here for me. Stacks and stacks and stacks of books. I'm just about dragging my entire law library in on top of the radio table here, so it's rather clumsy. I've got stacks of material. Yesterday we went into English legislation. Today I've got, it looks like somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 books here. We'll never get to all of them. Just little bits here, little bits there. Again, we started out this session, these series, in the dictionary. Very simple place to begin an inquiry, trying to define our terms, coming to some understandings of basic fundamental principles in law. And we found that there were lengthy dictionary definitions, especially in Noah Webster's 1828. We didn't spend very much time in the Black's Law Dictionary, Black's Eighth, but it's got a huge section, of course, defining law, all of the meanings and senses and the terms associated, as you would expect, in a law dictionary. And there are other dictionaries out there. There's places that you can access on the web to gain greater understanding and access many different tools that are available. But I like all of this stuff in black and white in my eyes. I don't like to spend the rest of my life sitting at a computer screen, so I've acquired quite a number of books. But we're in this lengthy encyclopedia article, getting near to the end of it, out of the Encyclopedia Americana, titled Law. What is it? You know, where did it come from? What's the historical background? And then, of course, as I've mentioned before, as we transition from dictionaries into the encyclopedias and gain greater understanding on this, that it also opens up many other areas. We are exposed to many new concepts and terms and lots of people in these various readings from the encyclopedia. And this particular article is no exception. And so we're going to start now on this era of rationalism and just see where it goes. But philosophy in the 18th century, again, that would be the 1700s, had become a rationalistic idealism. Every philosopher, moreover, was duplicated as a publicist. You understand the author's use of that phrase. Every philosopher, moreover, was duplicated as a publicist, seeking new principles of which to base a reconstituted social order of man in a state of nature, was imagined to have lived under conditions of almost absolute liberty. This is very interesting. This idea, every philosopher was duplicated as a publicist, just as today. We have so many people out there that are blogging. So many of the people in independent media that are doing radio broadcasts such as this, teaching on law or philosophy or political science or things like that. Much was the same in the era of rationalism in the mid-1700s, coming into the 1800s. But instead of having the internet and international shortwave, the blogosphere and all of that, they were dealing basically with newsletters, books, subscriptions, so on and so forth, as a way of getting their word out. They also set up salons. Wealthy people had country homes and city houses, townhouses, if you will, and they had these salons. This harkens back to Athens, Greece, and that time period where Aristotle, or you might have the opportunity to learn from Plato or some of the other many names that would come to mind, where you would go and stand by the portico and listen to someone erudite speaking on these various philosophically radical concepts where freedom remains popular in the minds of many. But here our author again from the encyclopedia says, and I'll try and be more clear on it, every philosopher, moreover, was duplicated as a publicist, seeking new principles on which to base a reconstituted social order, a new world order, a truly new world order. And there's really was nothing new about it, but at that time, it was more advanced than it was back at the time when Martin Luther and Zwingli and Calvin and all of those guys were writing and doing their thing. So the 1700s, of course, this is the founding period of our own country. And many of the founders were very well versed in all things European, all things English, all things France, for sure, Switzerland as well. Several traveled back and forth. You'll find that Thomas Jefferson was back and forth. Benjamin Franklin was back and forth. But there are other names as well. And when they went to a foreign country, because none of our founders, really none of the upper level echelon of our founders were broke, they were received into the homes of wealthy people. These were very philosophically radical men, advanced thinkers, modern thinkers, humanists oft times, and so they were well received in Europe and in England. And that's important to understand as we go through this. But they were looking at an idea of reconstituting a social order. Man, in a state of nature, by them was imagined to have lived under conditions of almost absolute liberty. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The happiness principle. We're going to find out a little more about that today, time allowing. But society was assumed by Rousseau, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, to have been established through a social contract where each individual surrendered only so much of his complete freedom as was necessary to the enjoyment of the equal right of every other individual to perfect liberty of action. You might think of it as everybody takes all of their rights and they dump it in a hat, and then they only take out those rights that they were willing to extend to their neighbors. The greatest good of the greatest number, the happiness principle coming into play there. Each individual surrendered only so much of his complete freedom as was necessary to the enjoyment of the equal right of every other individual to perfect liberty of action. See, we have two different terms working here, liberty and freedom. Liberty is a necessary consequence when people live in close proximity, in great numbers. Everybody has to throw in some of their freedoms, according to Rousseau, in order to have a well-ordered society, and that is liberty. It's that diminution of freedom, a compromise, if you will, compromising your principles of freedom for relationship, and that relationship is liberty. And, of course, there's Lady Liberty and all of that stuff, Columbia, the Jacobins, the Jacobin cap and all of that. Well, we'll pick it up right there on the other side. Stay with us. A lot to come in this 2-hour broadcast.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, as we start into this time period here, a very particular time period, there's so much that happens right in through here. We are studying law, by the way, looking at the history of law. But it's very difficult to extract, even as the authors here, the encyclopedia article, it's very difficult to extract the philosophers, the philosophical radicals of the time period when we think about law, because so much of what we have for law today stems from their activities. This is a very old book here. This is the Pocket Library. This is a 35-cent paperback published in 1956. The Confessions of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, and I don't know how many of you have ever read The Confessions, but it's rather revealing. It gives you an inside scoop on who was Jean-Jacques Rousseau, who was Rousseau. And it reveals him as quite a fellow, really. There's a lot revealed in these writings. These are basically letters. And I'll just give it to you the way the editors start out here. They say that born in 1712, the son of a Swiss watchmaker, Jean-Jacques Rousseau lived 66 years of unparalleled contrast between noble and ignoble, good and evil. His influence in literary history is unique and unrivaled. Furthermore, this incredible man, who is the father of Romanticism, capital R, is also one of, this is another one of these isms, remember? Whenever we're tracking out isms, we're looking at rationalism, also here in this book, looking at Romanticism. But whenever we come across these isms, we know from our own research that if you dig into it a little bit, you'll find a founder. And then if you can find the founder, you can find oftentimes their faith statement. And certainly the social contract written by Rousseau is one of his faith statements, but he has more than one. Double-minded. His influence in literary history is unique and unrivaled. Furthermore, this incredible man, who is also the father of Romanticism, is also one of the most important figures in political history. Every modern political theory, from democracy to fascism, owes a debt to the mind and the pen of Jean-Jacques Rousseau. And we find what we are dealing with here is a book full of letters. Letters written between him and others that have been translated from their originals and presented in this book. And it has it's divided into two parts. One of it runs from 1712 to 1736. The second part runs from 1741 to 1761 and then closes. And these are the confessions of Jean-Jacques Rousseau. And I'm not going to bore you with all of his weird passions and stuff like that. The guy really, just like when I was studying Auguste Comte, this guy's, when you get inside of them like this, you can really start to see the mind of the man. And as repugnant as Auguste Comte was, I find much of what Rousseau has written equally repugnant. So that's my own particular bias. Nevertheless, I would never diminish his importance at the time period. But he starts out in Book 1, and this is the opening sentence that the editors chose. I am commencing an undertaking. This is Rousseau writing in a letter. I am commencing an undertaking hitherto without precedent, and which will never find an imitator. I desire to set before my fellows the likeness of a man and all the truths of nature, and that man myself. He continues, he says, I alone, I know my heart, and I know men. I am not made like any of those I have seen. I dare to believe that I am not made like any of those who are in existence. If I am not better, at least I am different. Whether nature has acted rightly or wrongly in destroying the mold in which she cast me can only be decided after I have been read. You see a certain line of arrogance there, a certain unique characteristic. Maybe some of you feel the same way. Perhaps you feel like you're unlike the people around you. Maybe you feel as like you're the only one of a kind, perhaps. Maybe you feel as though nature broke the mold after they made you. Many do have these thoughts, you know. But that's certainly the way that he felt about himself. As I said, I'm not going to bore you with intense detail out of this book because there's plenty of that, and he is quite boring in my mind. But it's rather interesting because we hear all of the time about the social contract, but here in a letter, he has basically put it down in this way. He was trying to figure out a way to raise money, all right? He says, I determined to make it lasting, to renounce fashionable and literary society altogether. In other words, I'll just give you his words, to give up writing books and to confine myself for the remainder of my days to the limited and peaceful sphere for which I felt I was born. The profits of the, quote, letter to D'Alembert, close quote, and the, quote, new Heloise had somewhat improved the state of my finance. In other words, he was receiving profits, proceeds from the sales of these two books, had somewhat improved the state of my finance, writing in the first person. It's a personal letter, which had been almost exhausted at the Hermitage. I saw about 1,000 crowns in prospect. In other words, he's looking forward to receiving about 1,000 crowns. Emile, which is a new book, to which I seriously began to devote my attention after I'd finished Heloise, was well advanced. In other words, you've got an advance from the publishers. And I expected that its profits would at least double that sum. I formed the resolution of investing this fund in such a manner as to bring me in a small annuity, which, together with my copying, in other words, you just didn't zip out to the printer necessarily and have things reprinted. Oftentimes, a wealthy person would say, well, Jean-Jacques, I'd like to have a copy of your book. Would you make me one? And then he would just sit down and he would copy his book in longhand and present the copy to the people, which would be a treasure. It would be like a second Mona Lisa, if you can, comparing it to artwork of great value to the patron, and he'd make money doing that. So, continuing, he says, together with my copying would be sufficient to keep me without writing any more. I still had two works in hand. The first was my Institutions Politiques, Political Institutions. I examined the state of this work, and I found that it would require still yet several years of labor. I had not the courage to continue it and to wait until it was finished, but before carrying out my resolution, I accordingly abandoned it and decided to extract what was possible and to burn the rest. And pushing on this work vigorously, without discontinuing Emile, which is another one of his works, in less than 2 years, I put the finishing touches to the Contrat Social. That's the social contract. So you can see that even though we look back at the social contract, Rousseau's social contract, and we put it up on this pedestal, it was just a product coming off the pen of a prolific writer. And there's a lot more in here as well. He goes on and he talks about his trouble with the Jesuits. The Jesuits were persecuting him, basically. They were trying to single him out and get him gone. He was under attack from many places. There's no doubt about that. Even his friends had turned their backs on him, many of the encyclopedias. But anyway, he continues, I saw nothing but Jesuits everywhere, without reflecting that they, on the eve of their annihilation, and fully occupied with their own defense, had something else to do than to intrigue against the printing of a book in which they were not concerned. I'm wrong. However, in saying, without reflection, I certainly did think of so-and-so, in French, you would not know who it was, and even took care to make the objection as soon as he heard of my fantastic idea. And it continues, but there are several pages here of his struggle with the Jesuits as they tried to suppress his books. They didn't like what he was writing. He was largely considered to be atheist, and they don't like that. Jesuits, people damaging their system. Here's something else interesting. Many of you know who Aleister Crowley is, the other Loch Ness monster, a man of great import for those that study the mysteries and whatnot. Aleister Crowley influenced many of the modern rock and roll musicians and so many other people. But for many, we know and are familiar with the quotation, do as thou wilt, for it's the whole of the law, and attribute it to Aleister Crowley. I think we really need to attribute it to Friedrich Melchior Grimm and Diderot and Rousseau and the other encyclopedists. I'll show you why I think that right after these words from our sponsors. Stay with us. Be back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey y'all, pull up a chair and come on over to Kordak Country every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
And we have returned once again, and I apologize to our callers for having difficulty with the phone bridge today. I don't quite understand what the deal is with it, you know, but I can't even figure out a watch these days in digital watches. Anyway, hopefully we'll get it squared away and we'll be able to take your calls later on. But again, I apologize that we haven't been able to bring up Brian from Arizona and our caller from Wisconsin. Why I keep forgetting his first name. Shouldn't, though. What a wonderful caller he is. But let's go back into this. We're looking at the Confessions of Jean-Jacques Rousseau out of a paperback, the Pocket Library. This published originally in 1957. Translations from the original, carefully, I'm sure, copied and put into this book. But it brings out information from the inner soul of this fellow. This is like getting into a man's diary, if you will, and personal letters, you know, and he wrote from the heart a lot of the times, and he was misunderstood and misquoted and came into a lot of fire with this. But we'll just take a few more minutes with Rousseau, and then we'll continue on our study of law. But here, this is a rather interesting section. This is from the third letter from Madame d'Epinay on packet A, and it's letter number 46. Where he writes these words, rather interesting. All this was merely ridiculous. And I'm telling you, we're in the middle of a huge controversy here, all right? This guy was under attack. All this was merely ridiculous, but very antipathetic to my character, and at last made me suspicious of his. It would be Grimm. We'll get into Grimm in a moment. I could scarcely believe that a man whose head was so turned could have his heart in the right place. He prided himself more than anything else upon his sensibility of soul and vigorous energy of feeling. How did that agree with those defects which are peculiar to little minds only? How could the lively and continuous flights, which a feeling heart takes in pursuit of things outside itself, allow him to busy himself with such petty cares for his little person? Why, good heavens? One who feels his heart inflamed by this heavenly fire seeks to put it forth and to display his inner self. He would be eager to show his heart upon his face. He will never think of any other cosmetics, and there's a lot to that little dig he put in there. I remember the compendium of his morality, which Madame d'Epinay had told me of, and which she had adopted. So this was starting to move round among the circle. This consisted of one single article, namely, that the sole duty of man is to follow in everything the inclination of his heart. Again, Aleister Crowley quoted as thus, "Do as thou wilt, for it is the whole of the law." Mr. Grimm consisted of one single article, namely that the sole duty of man is to follow in everything the inclination of his heart. This code of morality, Rousseau continues, when I heard of it, afforded me terrible material for thought. Although at the time I only looked upon it as a witticism, but I soon saw that this principle was really his rule of conduct, and in the sequel I had only too convincing proof of it at my own expense. It is the inner doctrine. We're talking mysteries here, folks. It is the inner doctrine of which Diderot has so often spoken to me, but of which he has never given me any explanation. More than this, my own friends, whom I made his own, and who had all been devotedly attached to me before they made his acquaintance, showed a sensible alteration in their feelings and behavior towards me after they had made it. He never introduced one of his friends to me, I introduced him to all of mine, and he ended by depriving me of them all. If such are the results of friendship, what will be the results of hatred? Now, we've introduced a Mr. Grimm, a Diderot, a Madame d'Epinay, if you will, from this little booklet, The Confessions of Jean-Jacques Rousseau. This is where doing your own research pays off. To the encyclopedia we go. This, a different volume, but the article is titled Grimm, Frederick Melchior, Baron von, a French author, born in Ratisbon on the 26th of December of 1723, died in Gotha the 19th of December of 1807. This is not a very lengthy article, but just listen. Having completed his studies at Leipzig, he accompanied the young Count de Schoenberg to Paris. Here he became a reader to the Crown Prince of Saxe-Gotha. But the situation was not remunerative, and Grimm was in a straitened circumstances, in other words, he was short on bucks, when he became acquainted with Rousseau, and that's confirmed right out of these confessions. The latter, that would be Rousseau, introduced him to Diderot, Baron Holbach, Madame d'Epinay, and other distinguished persons, and he soon became a general favorite. Now, this is exactly what Rousseau was talking about, so we're either finding the source of this particular article, which indeed we are, or we are at least confirming it. His connection with the encyclopedists. Now, if you don't know who the encyclopedists are, certainly you need to check Diderot out on that. But his connection with the encyclopedists and his intellectual gifts and versatility of mind soon opened to him a brilliant career. Again, we're talking about Grimm here, not the brothers Grimm, same time period, not the same family, possibly the same family, but not the same man. He became secretary to the Duke of Orleans, French Revolution, and began to write his literary bulletins for several German princes, containing the ablest analysis of all the more important French works. It is believed that in these works he was assisted by the Abbe Raynal, and Diderot. I believe the Abbe Raynal is Jesuit. In 1776, he was raised by the Duke of Gotha to the rank of baron and appointed minister plenipotentiary at the French court. On the outbreak of the French Revolution, he withdrew to Gotha. And in 1795, the Empress of Russia appointed him her minister plenipotentiary at Hamburg. In ill health, he returned to Gotha, where he died. His correspondence, literary philosophy, critique, was published after his death, a supplement in his correspondence, so on and so forth, containing a complete history, so on and so forth. And so in this study, we allow the encyclopedias, the dictionaries to run us to the encyclopedias to run us to the authors, and then we begin to follow things out. In this particular encyclopedia on Grimm, there are some 12 or more books and their publication dates published by Grimm listed, which you may not find anywhere else. In this encyclopedia article on law, when we come to the end of this, we find a bibliography here that it's 3/4 of a page in length, with many, many, many books that the author of this encyclopedia article references, the names of the books, which edition, when they were published. Very interesting stuff in all of this, for sure. It's also very interesting for me when I'm reading one of these articles and looking at these bibliographies, whereas in this case, at the end of this particular article on law, we come across with books in my own library. For instance, A.V. Dicey, Law and Public Opinion, published in London, 1905. I have that in my library. I've shared it on air. Another one, Roscoe Pound, Criminal Justice in America, New York, published in 1930. I have that in my library. I have a copy on my desk. I also have The Ideal Element in Law by Roscoe Pound, also here. So it helps to tie things together for you a little bit. What's very interesting in this bibliography, to me anyway, is a entry here in the bibliography, Montesquieu, Charles-Louis de Montesquieu, The Spirit of Law, first edition, Paris, 1748. Our author, in writing and preparing this book, or this entry, Stephen Peel, or Peel's entry for the encyclopedia, referred to, perhaps a book in his own library, a first edition, Paris, 1748, copy of Montesquieu's Spirit of the Law. Can't make that up, folks. Priceless. We'll be right back.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And so now we've returned once again. This is our Wednesday, January the 6th, 2010, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, beginning our second hour. In the first hour, went through a little bit of an article about Peter Schiff and Christopher Dodd, a Senate race contested Connecticut, where Dodd is stepping out of the race, perhaps, and maybe they'll have another gladiator will be thrown into the mix. You know, well, we'll see how all that goes, and we'll follow that race. Peter Schiff has raised $1.3 million, heading for $1.4 million. So he's definitely a contender, no doubt about it. We might see him become a senator for his first elective office. That'll be interesting, and interesting indeed. Back into this era of rationalism in our continuation, this being part 8 of a series on law, the history of law, just trying to pull together little snippets here, there, and everywhere from my library to give us a foundation of basic fundamental principles of law so that as we listen to the various pettifoggers and lawmongers, those are actual terms, folks, nothing derogatory about it, right out of the dictionary, found them in the Noah Webster's 1828. But the pettifoggers and the lawmongers make great hay out of teaching law on the radio. So I just thought I'd lay in a background here, a fundamental basic principles, so that maybe we'd understand the bigger picture. That's so important at this time period. And we found in this discussion already early this morning that the philosophy in the 18th century had become a rationalistic idealism. Every philosopher, moreover, was duplicated as a publicist, seeking new principles on which to base a reconstituted social order. Man, in a state of nature, and we've talked about the laws of nature and nature's God, was imagined to have lived under conditions of almost absolute liberty. Society was assumed by Rousseau to have been established through a social contract, whereby each individual surrendered only so much of his complete freedom as was necessary to the enjoyment of the equal right of every other individual to perfect liberty of action. And to ensure this equality was considered the only function of government. This was the theory. What were the facts? The political condition of France was that of a feudal aristocracy, succeeded when the revolution had been accomplished by an imperial despotism with a limited elective franchise. Did they improve? Was there an improvement? They went from a feudal aristocracy to an imperial despotism with a limited elective franchise, and at what cost of life? The population was largely agricultural. The burgesses were mostly engaged in petty industry. Land was burdened with feudal charges, and movable property practically non-existent. In other words, things that could be moved around, you didn't own them under this situation. Your personal property, movable property, practically non-existent. Legal relations between persons were few and well-defined, and were wholly individualistic. Unrestricted private ownership was considered the basic principle of private law. Very important. Very important. This idea of beginning with property, unrestricted private ownership was considered the basic principle of private law. The propertyless working men were disunited and ignored.
We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right. It would appear that we're back on air again, having a little bit of plague this morning. It's always nice to have some plague with your eggs for breakfast. Anyway, back to our article here. I'm going to just proceed on the proceeding. I think we heard it. This is the Wednesday, January 6, 2010, 2-hour broadcast to become Vocal Local. We've been dealing with computer issues this morning on the network side, perhaps the server not being polite. Maybe somebody needs to find a 5-pound hammer and figure out what that electronic problem is. Who knows? Nevertheless, not going to waste another moment on that. We'll definitely continue along. Back to our article here. If I can find the place where I was at, regroup my mind. We again find that land was burdened with feudal charges and movable property was practically non-existent. Legal relations between persons were few and well-defined and wholly individualistic. Unrestricted private ownership was considered the basic principle of private law, yet the propertyless working men were disunited and ignored. Egality was understood to mean political equality. Remember the great banners, the great banner words? Liberty, equality, fraternity. It's actually liberty, egality, E-G-A-L-I-T-E, egality, and fraternity. Fraternity, the fraternal orders, liberty, liberum, egality. But egality was understood to mean political equality. All men were created equal, political equals. Not equal under the law, political equals. Not equal in status, political equals. One man, one vote, and all that rot. During the whole revolutionary period, legislation was regarded the only right source of law. So again, we find the lawmakers, the legislators, the only valid source of law, the only right source of law. Legislators, however, were not expected to weigh the morality of each individual action. If the law secured a maximum of liberty to each, the pursuit of happiness, the greatest good of the greatest number. They're not weighing any moral issues here. Morals and ethics not part of the equation. Much is happening. Much different revolution in France than we had here. Ours preceding theirs by 10 or more years. Continuing along. If the law secured a maximum of liberty to each, that was sufficient. Everybody favored a code. The economist philosophers, because it tended towards a desired harmony and universality of legal principles, not because they believed a perfect system could be created at one stroke. So when we say that everybody favored a code, this is a code of laws. They were rather partial to the coutumes, C-O-U-T-U-M-E-S, C-O-U-T-U-M-E-S, coutumes or coutumes, which they deemed to reflect present social needs more nearly than the jus civilis, the civil law, the Roman civil law. Remember, there's a lot of difference as well between the government and the institutions in France at the time and those of England and even the colonies. But when the radicals had obtained supremacy in the convention, all previous legislation was pronounced barbarous and uncivilized. Should it be possible to gain a majority position in both the Republican parties and the Democratic parties and to come back together, healing that initial rift and making them the Democratic-Republican Party, and then beginning what I consider to be Operation Clean Sweep, a period of years where we begin at the top, uppermost level, in the executive branch, and we begin to sweep down through all the executive orders and just keep right on sweeping as we head down to the basement in the precincts. You might think that when the radicals had obtained a supremacy in the convention, all previous legislation was pronounced barbarous and uncivilized. How would we view the idea of torture as we go through Operation Clean Sweep, as if I were to be William the Repealer. Would we throw that stuff out? Would we consider all of that barbarous and uncivilized? Cambaceres or something like that? And a legislative commission were directed in 1793 to prepare a brief code. The first draft was rejected as being too complicated. The second effort of Cambaceres, the Code of Nature, sanctioned by reason and guaranteed by liberty, was criticized as a mere table of contents. It was under that consulate that codification was finally, however, accomplished. Tradition had reasserted its power. It was greed to retain what was good from, it was agreed, excuse me, typo in the text, it was agreed to retain what was good from the past. Land was to be unburdened of feudal obligations, and no inequalities growing out of personal status could be tolerated. But otherwise, the code prepared under the supervision of Portales was a compromise between the customary and civil laws. So often I've said on this network, on this broadcast, and on other networks as well, that no matter how deep, no matter how long, no matter how wide our period of financial and political upheaval lasts, on the other thing, one thing I can assure you, there will be government just at this time, in this revolutionary period, the time of the philosophical radicals, there will be government. What manner of government will depend on our actions. So like I say, it's up to you and it's up to me, it's up to us to make the difference. We need to be that replacement set. They say government abhors a vacuum. It's not sufficient to just go in and yank everybody out and string them up on the gallows, even if they deserved it. We still have to have a replacement set. Well, seems like things are working again. We might even have you try calling in. See if that part of it works. We'll be back.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Two's company, three's allowed. With your host, Sean.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sunday, 11 p.m. Central.
On the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again, and so we're going through this article here right out of the encyclopedia, The Era of Rationalism, in the Encyclopedia Americana 1951 edition. Of course, this article was written earlier than that and retained as written in the encyclopedia released this year. But continuing, the Code Civil, the Civil Code, was to be regarded as a book of institutes rather than as a book of laws. In the report accompanying the draft, Portalis remarks that it is impossible to provide for everything in advance. Much must be left to usage. The discussion of learned jurors and the decisions of judges. So, that's interesting in itself. The function of a statute is to fix, in broad lines, the general maxims and to establish principles that will be fertile, or fecund, in consequences, to descend in detail to every question that might possibly arise would not be conducive to the required simplicity and lucidity. In that statement, we find an understanding of why stare decisis becomes important. It is not, and perhaps should not even be anticipated, that legislators or lawgivers would presuppose in their legislation to provide for every nth detail in thousands of pages. Inevitably, the more thousands of pages are written, the worse the product becomes, the more restrictive it becomes, the too general, too unspecific it becomes in a desire to make something perfect. And so our lawgivers here in France after the revolution, 1793 and following, they were looking at something as more of a table of contents or a framework upon which other legislation could be added. But the liberty of the individual who is assumed with respect to his private affairs to act in his own interest and not in the interests of the public remained the ideal. You understand that? I'll say it again. The liberty of the individual who is assumed with respect to his private affairs to act in his own interest and not the interests of the public remained the ideal. The absolute right of private ownership and freedom of contract were the cornerstones of the edifice. Absolute right of private ownership and the freedom of contract, cornerstones. And you notice when we use terminology like that, cornerstones, there again you can hear masonry just calling out from behind the curtain. In England, the first effect of the French Revolution was reactionary and quiescent. In other words, you want to quiet it down. They reacted. The Combination Act of 1800, this is England now, the Combination Act of 1800 outlawed working men's associations, transitory or permanent, which had for their object the increase of wages or other regulations of the terms of employment. So in other words, the Parliament, ground assembled, immediately set to work in the Combination Act to make things like union labor and working men's associations against the law. Any person offering to assist in the maintenance of a strike might be proceeded against summarily before a peace officer. The Health and Morals Act of 1802, though an emergency law called forth by an epidemic, may be regarded as the beginning of factory legislation. The slave trade was prohibited in 1806. The whipping of women at the pillory for misdemeanors was abolished in 1820. Imagine such a thing. Dear listeners, up until 1820 in England, a woman could be taken out and tied to the pillory and whipped in public for misdemeanors. And in 1822, the first law for the prevention of cruelty to animals was passed. The era of individualistic and utilitarian law reform from 1825 to 1870 was ushered in by the writings of Jeremy Bentham. The individualistic and utilitarian law reform era. The philosophical radicals are now front and center with Jeremy Bentham and was dominated by his ideas. According to Bentham, legislation is a science. Its aim is to carry out the principles of utility. Hence, the proper end of every law is the greatest happiness to the greatest number. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. You see why I begin the broadcast that way each day? I'm pointing over to this time period, this era of individualistic and utilitarian law reform from 1825 to 1870, ushered in by the writings of Jeremy Bentham, dominated by his ideas. Again, according to Bentham, legislation is a science. Its aim to carry out the principle of utility. Hence, the proper end of every law is the greatest happiness to the greatest number. Greatest happiness principle. Every person is, in the main, the best judge of his own happiness. Hence, all restrictions on free individual action, which are not necessary to the security of like freedom to other persons, should be removed. Let's jump over here. A little bit of something from Tim LaHaye, of all people, the founder of the Council for National Policy. Talk about Rousseau a little bit in all of this. Nearly three centuries earlier, the modern humanist Lamont adds to Rousseau's dictum, and then it continues with a quotation. What the scientific study of human motives shows is that human nature is neither essentially bad nor essentially good, neither essentially selfish nor essentially unselfish, neither essentially warlike nor essentially pacific. There is neither original sin nor original virtue, but human nature is essentially flexible and educable, and the molding or remolding of human motives is something that takes place not only in childhood and youth, but also throughout adult life and under the impact of fundamental economic institutions and cultural media that weightily influence mind and character. The social development and conditioning of human beings, their training, direct and indirect, by means of all sorts of educational techniques, can be so extensive that the hoary half-truth, you can't change human nature, becomes quite irrelevant. The writings of Lamont, a definite humanist here. Continuing a little bit further down, it says this, self-centered, self-sufficient man. I always caution people about that idea of self-sufficiency. Self-reliance is accomplishable, an admirable trait. Self-sufficiency starts to open the door to something entirely different. Once man thinks he is independent of God, or the creator of the universe, however you want to style it, he becomes self-centered. Suddenly, he and his wants become the measure of all things. In other words, it's no longer I-thou, it becomes I-it, or I-it. Today's philosophy of education is obsessed with self-actualization, self-sufficiency, self-satisfaction. So it's no wonder the young people talk about self-sufficiency and self-actualization. It's the focus of education. You've been through the public school system, you'd scarce come out not believing this is perfectly correct and the way it ought to be. Humanism is the viewpoint that men have but one life to lead and should make the most of it in terms of creative work and happiness. That human happiness is its own justification and requires no sanction or support from supernatural sources. That watchword, humanism, happiness, we'll talk about that in a moment. Be right back.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
This is such a simple little thing as happiness becomes a clue for the word sleuth, I guess, when you track out and try and follow the word Smith's humanism again. This is a quotation. This is a quotation from a man writing, his name is Corliss Lamont. The Philosophy of Humanism, published in New York, Frederick Unger Publishing Company, 1977. And this is where we find him writing. Humanism, again, is the viewpoint that men have but one life to lead and should make the most of it in terms of creative work and happiness. That human happiness is in its own justification, is its own justification, and requires no sanction or support from supernatural sources. That in any case, the supernatural, usually conceived of in the form of heavenly gods, lowercase g there, or immortal heavens, does not exist. And that human beings, using their own intelligence and cooperating liberally with one another, can build an enduring citadel of peace and beauty upon this earth. The watchword of humanism, capital H here, is happiness for all humanity in this existence. As contrasted with salvation for the individual soul in a future existence and the glorification of a supernatural, capital S, supreme, capital V, being. Humanism urges men to accept freely and joyously the great boon of life, and to realize that life in its own right and for its own sake can be as beautiful and splendid as any dream of immortality. Humanism asserts that man's own reason and efforts are man's best and indeed only hope, and that man's refusal to recognize this point is one of the chief causes of his failures throughout history. The Christian West has been confused and corrupted for almost 2,000 years by the idea so succinctly expressed by St. Augustine, "Cursed is everyone who places his hope in man." Starting from an atheistic point or an atheistic base, autonomous humanists emphasize feeling rather than responsibility. Well, there's more to that, but this from the Battle for Your Mind, The Battle for the Mind, A Subtle Warfare by Tim LaHaye, founder, Council of National Policy. Continuing, back to our text here. Again, we're looking at the time period 1825 to 1870, rapidly closing out our discussion on this section. Jeremy Bentham. Maine, of course, you'd need to know who Maine is. We won't go into it today, but Maine's aphorism that, quote, modern law substitutes contract for status. Modern law substitutes contract for status. Embodies the fundamental conception of the Benthamite liberals, who regarded the unrestricted exercise of the right of contract as the most satisfactory way of disposing of the whole body of antiquated legal institutions. The British utilitarians, like the French rationalists, fell short of the conception that possession and ownership might impose legal duties as well as give legal rights. For every duty, for every right, there's a corresponding duty. And that it may be a function of the law to protect individuals, even mature normal men, from their own weaknesses, as well as to ensure the strong freedom in the exercise of their legal powers. And so ends the section on the era of rationalism. But where it might end in the encyclopedia, it is just a beginning of a far greater study of the development of law from, say, something like the 1500s forward. It continues here in the encyclopedia. I had a desire to go into some of the other books. I think I'll save some of them for tomorrow. Well, let's close out this encyclopedia study, if we can today. But modern development. And again, when we're speaking modern development in this context, we're talking about 60 years ago and longer at the time of this writing. But modern development, American legislation, did not become fecund or fertile until 50 years after the adoption of the Constitution. So it didn't really start to get life until after 50 years. Maybe they say it didn't become a living Constitution until then. Or you might think of it, it wasn't perverted until 50 years after its writing. It didn't start to evolve, quote-unquote evolve. Receiving its impetus from the great moral movements, anti-slavery, women's rights, and prohibition. Now, folks, if you go in and do your study on that and look at the anti-slavery movement, the abolitionists, look at the women's rights, the sisters of suffrage, and look at everything around. Who is it? Carrie Nation, was it? The prohibitionists. She had the little axe, went around to the saloons and busted open good kegs of beer and spirits. But if you look into that and trace them back to England, you'll find a lot of philosophical radicals, some of them. Lord and Lady Amberley, for instance, the parents of Bertrand Russell. If you look at that time period in there, you'll find the beginnings of what became known as Fabian socialism, certainly the Benthamites, utilitarians, John Stuart Mill, James Mill's son, writing. And much of that was coming across the waters right into this country. The legal right of married women to own and dispose of property separately from their husbands was generally recognized by statutes enacted before the 19th century had passed its meridian. In other words, before 1850, that kind of statute was coming in. After the Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression, came other moral and social movements. Morals and social movements resulting in laws for the benefit of labor and for the suppression of trusts. Peaceful strikes had ceased to be criminal conspiracies. The principles underlying the antitrust laws are as old as the early English statutes against combinations in restraint of trade and price-fixing agreements. The law restricting women and child labor and the minimum wage laws, however, are limitations upon the liberty of contract. They are among the law, they are among the few in which the right of the state to restrict this freedom is recognized. Lots of little poison coming in. Little leaven, as they say, will leaven the whole lump. Who were the ones that were championing for strikes? Strikes. Labor strikes. You looked into those at all? They no longer were considered to be crimes or criminal conspiracies. Antitrust laws and things like that coming in and on us and at us. You have to understand the rise of Marxism at the same time. The compensation laws transfer the burden of insuring against industrial accidents from the working men themselves to the industries in which they are employed. Now look at the reversal we have today coming on us and at us now in the first decades of the 21st century, as we now are starting to transfer the burden of insurance back to the working men themselves. What was conservative at one time becomes liberal in the next generation. The next generation's liberality becomes conservative. And you have the communitarians and the community organizers like Barry the Usurper in power. The regulation of injunctions in labor disputes gives expression to the thought somewhere entertained that judge-made law is more aristocratic than that made by democratic legislators. The provisions of the constitutions of North Carolina, Missouri, and Oklahoma that men have a, quote, natural right to enjoy the fruits of their own labor, close quote, are less broad than those of the fundamental laws of most of the states respecting the sanctity of private property. This is the modern developments in law coming on us and at us. But the interdiction of the federal constitution of state, the interdiction by the federal constitution of state laws impairing the obligation of contracts is a safeguard against radical departures from conventional rules. Though prohibition laws and police and health regulations, confiscatory in their effect, have passed the test of constitutionality. The jurists of continental Europe have been more receptive to advanced ideas in legislation than those of Great Britain. So now we've jumped the puddle again. Now we're in Europe, the Eurozone. The Code Civil protects spendthrifts from their own weakness by preventing them from squandering their fortunes. Why, it is asked, should not the law also protect those who possess nothing but their physical strength from squandering all they have by making improvident bargains under compulsion of a necessity? If this stuff is running over the top of your head, avail yourself of the archives. Listen to it once or twice again. We'll be right back.
A
of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we have returned once again. You know, if talk radio was sold by the word, sold by the pound, I guess this would be probably one of the better investments on radio most days. But anyway, I do try and force a whole bunch of stuff in this two-hour segment each day. And I appreciate each and every one of you that come and join us here in our little internet homeschool classroom for these unusual broadcasts. And certainly those that stick with me even when our system is not working as well as we'd love it to be. This is all self-produced talk radio, folks. We don't have any bricks or mortar. We're not going to come out here and give you pledge drives and all of that nonsense, you know, asking you to pledge your children and your savings to keep this running. If we need a little extra jingle, it doesn't take a lot of jingle, and you can certainly contribute if you'd like to. The best way to do it, however, is to just let other people know that this broadcast exists Monday through Friday in the live format that it does. Put it out to your email list and help me to spread this word wider and wider as we move into 2010. Back to the discussion and closing out this evaluation of the modern developmental law right out of the encyclopedia. What an unusual thought, huh? What an unusual notion, turning to an encyclopedia in the morning to jumpstart our minds while the rest of the people are running around with a bullhorn up and down the sidewalk. But, again, the author's right. Property is not to be regarded, now we're in the section where we're looking at Europe, Property is not to be regarded as a subjective right. Ownership is a quote-unquote social function. This is in the modern development. This idea that property has transitioned in the modern development in the up to 1950s time period from a subjective right to a social function. Boy, get ready. Grease in the chutes for the introduction of communitarian law here. The argument runs thus, every individual is under obligation to perform a function in the community. Did you hear Jorge Bush recommending that you might put 2,000 hours in your lifetime into community service? Do we remember Auguste Comte? The man that coined the term altruism, living for others, humanitarianism, pluralism, positivism, socialism, and all of that. The argument runs thus, every individual is under obligation to perform a function in the community. It's not an optional. Not optional at all. You're under an obligation to perform a function in the community. The possessor of wealth, by reason of his possession, isn't enabled to accomplish certain work which others cannot accomplish. He alone can increase the general stock by putting his capital to use. In the Bible, it talks about the wise servant, you know, who employed his capital. The other one hid it in the ground, and from it was taken away. For social reasons, therefore, he is under a duty to perform this work, and society will protect him only if he accomplishes it and in accord with the measure of his accomplishment, this idea of the transfer, the redistribution of wealth among nations and between nations, taking robbing from Peter to pay Paul. He is under a duty to perform this work. Every individual under an obligation to perform functions in the community. This juridical idea has found legislative expression in laws obliging owners to cultivate their land and in the taxation of unearned increment. The misuse of property, says the Swiss Code, is unlawful, and one who clearly misuses his right will not be protected. Visit Kelo versus New London, where the Pfizer Corporation could come in and build a business park and bring in greater revenue and provide a greater good for the greater number than the poor hapless souls that owned their land, and New London, Connecticut sought to, through the use of eminent domain, take the property from them and give it to the corporation. Again, this misuse of property, says the Swiss Code, is unlawful, and one who clearly misuses his right will not be protected. Of course, the rule might be extended beyond the misuse of ownership to the unsocial use of anything, aptitudes, or even a mere physical capacity for work. Why do you not work a job, Will? Why are you on the radio? You're not paid for that. You don't generate any taxes. Why are you donating so much of your time? Why do you donate your money? That's not appropriate. That's not good. That's not socially correct, right? Who is it for anyone else to tell you how you should live your life this morning? A code thus motivated would be a body of laws to enforce duties rather than to enforce rights. Morality and legislation have thus become one. That ends this encyclopedia article by Stephen Feel. And it's a very interesting article, and I'm so glad he included that information at the end of it. Sometimes we do have to wait for the end of the story to really justify the time that it takes to go through some of these various and sundry studies. But in the subject matter of law, in this closing 4 minutes, we'll just get a little bit in here, right out of the Principles of Business Law, Delavaux and Howard's 9th edition university textbook, law textbook, we find a section on administrative law, which we'll cover, get into tomorrow, and open that door up. What a can of worms. But under the classifications of law, it starts this way. In the attempt to classify the law into different categories, it's not possible to achieve complete accuracy in outlining the various ideas because so many are overlapping and interrelated. One of the basic differentiations is substantive law as opposed to adjective or procedural law. Substantive law is the substance of the law, the rules and principles that are applied by the courts in resolving conflicts. We'll get into a bit more of that tomorrow. Adjective law provides the legal machinery whereby substantive rules are given effect. Law is also frequently classified into areas of public and private law. Public law includes those bodies of law that affect the public generally, as contrasted with the areas of the law that are concerned with the relationships between individuals. Public law may be divided into three categories: constitutional law, administrative law, and then continuing here. Private law is that body of law which pertains to the relationships between individuals in an organized society. And we're going to cover all of that and much more tomorrow. We'll look at the philosophy of law from Martin Golding. Perhaps if time allows, we'll go into the ideal element of law by Roscoe Pound. Of course, I'd really like to go into a little bit deeper study of John Maxey Zane's The Story of Law. So you can see that in this series, as it continues, there's much that we can learn without even getting involved with procedure. But we'll go through an overview of what a court case is like, how you handle it in court, what all the parts are. Talk a little bit about what is a lawyer and what makes a good lawyer and what doesn't. We might continue this on into next week if we want to. Certainly not bound by anything. There's scarce any reason why we shouldn't understand this, especially when we have some, like Peter Schiff, going off to the United States Senate without ever holding a political office in his life. I'll be interested to talk to him more about that, hopefully soon in the future. But there's lots of things to think about, and perhaps tomorrow all things will work out perfectly from a system standpoint, and we'll be able to enjoy taking your calls. But I do hope you come back and listen again and again to these broadcasts. Avail yourself of the archives when we covered something too quickly for you. I didn't get this stuff the first time I read it. I've pondered this material for years. I don't expect you to get it the first time either. Wouldn't want to present it in any other format than recorded, so that you can make the most advantage of it. Take it, download it, put it on a disc, set it aside, come back to it from time to time. Use the power of spaced repetition. Every time your hands are busy and your mind is free, you can just pop a disc in and listen to a favorite segment again and again. I have some listeners who told me they've listened to my broadcast as often as 50 times. So, with all that said, I certainly thank you for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Where's that music? It should be here now. It is. Good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.